Hi. Before we get into today's show, I have to tell you about this amazing prayer journal that my friend Stephanie Mae Wilson just published. If you're in a season of waiting, transition, trying to make a big decision, or just struggling to trust God with your future, this prayer journal is definitely for you. It's called The Between Places, 100 Days to Trusting God When You Don't Know What's Next, and it's available now at smaewilsonshop.com. And actually, Stephanie put together a very special discount for our listeners. Again, you can pick up a copy of The Between Places at smaewilsonshop.com and use the promo code PODCAST for 15% off. Now on to today's episode. Welcome to Thinking Like a Boss, the podcast for lady bosses who are ready to turn their limiting beliefs into limitless opportunity. I am your host, Kay Krakow, confidence and mindset coach for female leaders. Each week, I will equip you to turn your fear to faith, your wounds to wisdom, and your pain to platform. You will walk away feeling lighter and ready to take on the challenges before you. Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome to episode number 91 of the Thinking Like a Boss podcast. This week, we are back for part four of our four-part series, Momming Like a Boss. Last week, we talked about simplifying your business. The week before, we talked about accepting help in our business and why that's so important if you want to move ahead. And then part one of this series, we talked about putting your dreams on hold and the importance of putting your dreams on hold. So today we are going to dive into our last part of the series. I hope that you enjoyed it as much as I did. I really enjoyed being able to just share a little bit of my heart with you guys and what it's been like being a mama, running a business, and some of the struggles and some of the things that I've sort of figured out along the way. And I still will be figuring out every step of the way from now on. So anyways, this week we are going to dive into being a no girl. Okay, this is our topic for today, being a no girl. So we're going to talk about the importance of setting boundaries and the importance of the powerful two-letter word no. Okay, so why do we need to say no? Number one, it gives us more time for ourselves, right? Being a mama in business is exhausting. Being a mama just in general is exhausting, right? But having a business too, we are constantly making decisions, right? We are the boss of the family and of the business. So we're always making decisions. So when we say no to opportunities, it gives us more time for ourselves. And it's really important that we have a little bit of alone time for ourselves. We need that either early in the morning or maybe later in the evening, but we just need some time to just de-stress, to maybe do a little reading, to listen to a devotional, to be in prayer, whatever it might be. We need time for ourselves. And that's why it's so important that we don't say yes to everything, okay? Number two, saying no opens up more space for our kids and our family. And I talk about this all the time, that every time I say yes to someone, right, whether it's a coffee date or it's a business opportunity, I'm saying no to my family, right? Yes to someone else, yes to an hour-long coffee date is taking me away from my kids for a whole hour, right? Where I could have been playing with them and watching them grow up. So what means the most to you, right? Is it the approval of other people? Is it having other people like you and trying to win other people over? Or is it making an impact on your family, right? Because that's why we're doing this. Number three reason to say no is so that we have more time to just pursue our dreams, right? It's not selfish to pursue our dreams. And if we're saying yes to everyone, saying yes to coffee dates, people picking our brains, new connections that maybe we're just not interested in, that is pulling us away from our dream and the impact that we could be making. So I write about this in my book, actually, how I am not a fan of coffee dates. Usually when people ask for coffee, it's because they want to pick your brain, right? And usually the thing that they want to pick your brain about is something that isn't a podcast. It's in a blog. It's already somewhere that if they just took a little bit of time, they could find, right? Or we could send them those resources. So I always like to ask people, like, what is it that you're looking for support around? Because no, I'm not available for a coffee date, but I have this really incredible resource. Or what is it you want support around? Because I'll create a resource. Because if you need support in that area, I'm sure someone else does, right? Or you could also just get on a coaching call with me too. And I think it's important that we're unapologetic about that, right? I think people feel bad, like, oh, but this person's just starting out, or, you know, they really need a mentor. And there is a time and season for that, right? And I think it's really wonderful when there's a time and season for that, that we get to sort of choose where that time goes, right? Like maybe there's someone at our church or in our local community who's like a single mom and really struggling financially, and you heard she wanted to start a business, or you heard that she needed help in this area, and like maybe you're an accountant and, you know, you can offer your services to her, but it's not like someone's coming to you and asking for something for free. So I love to create tons of free resources, and this is the reason why I have a podcast too, is I can direct people to this information, right? And I could send this same link to 1,000 people who want to get coffee and pick my brain, right? And it takes me maybe 30 minutes to record, right? Or maybe it takes me an hour to sit down and write the blog post, and I can send it to 2,000 people who want to pick my brain, right? I mean, I've never had that many people ask, but I'm just trying to make a point here that there are ways, like we talked about last week, to simplify. There are ways that we can simplify, and there's power in saying no. Because every time we say no to something, we get to say yes to something that means even more to us. And saying no to the coffee dates can actually make a bigger impact in the world than you think. So how do we say no? Okay, this is the next thing. How do we say no? So number one, releasing the guilt, okay? So going back to that whole coffee date thing, like you saying yes is taking you away from your family. And I think of like my little girls and how excited they are to spend time together and how precious that time is and how quickly these years have gone, right? If you don't know, my one daughter is 3 and my other is 20 months. And I don't want to miss any of that. And I don't need to feel guilty about that either, right? I think so many women feel guilty, like, I should help this other person, or I need to help this other person, or I'm not being a good friend, or I'm not being a good business owner. But no, we have to show up for our families. Like, that's the most important thing. So you have to release that guilt, okay? And you releasing that guilt, you saying no to that person also puts them in a really great place, because it shows that person, it really is leading that person and mirroring what that person needs to learn, right? So it's funny, I'm going to put my husband on the spot here. He doesn't listen to this, so he's never going to know. But he asked me for someone's email address the other day, okay? A connection that I have. And before I gave it to him, I asked, and I said, I'm just curious, why are you asking me for that email address? And he was like, oh, I want to reach out to that person because I want to see if they can connect me to this other person for advertising for his business. And I was like, no, actually, I'm not going to give you that email address because I value that person's time. And you can actually just go onto Google and find that email address that you're looking for, because it's going to be right there. Right? And I know it sounds a little snarky, guys, but that's the point, right? Is like, we need to model this for other people, right? Like that leader, that person that is very busy, right? And has their own family, sending an email, right? And asking a question that we could answer for ourselves is just not being a good steward of our time and not respecting other people's time. And, you know, I'm not trying to like call out my husband or anything. Like, I don't think he didn't think of it in that sense, but I think it was actually a really good lesson, because I think now he probably will always just Google first, right? It took me 2 seconds. I looked it up and sent it to him. So Anyways, us saying no is teaching someone else a lesson, right? A lesson that they need to learn that could really serve them in the future, right? Here's the other thing. Let's say someone has an opportunity for you to partner with them on something or collaborate on something. And you feel really bad because you're feeling guilty because you need to say no. It's just not going to work for you. And maybe you want to say yes just out of guilt. What I want to say to you is remember this. You saying no to that opportunity is opening that door for someone who is praying for that opportunity right now in this moment. Someone who's been dreaming to be invited to an opportunity like that forever, right? So that's how we need to look at things, is that us saying yes to everything is actually really selfish, right? There are so many beautiful lessons that can be learned in us setting boundaries.
You're listening to the Converge Podcast Network. And now, a message from a network supporter.
Hey guys, I know for many of you, 2020 has been an extremely difficult year. There's been tons of fear, disappointment, uncertainty, and it just feels like it hasn't ended, right? I know a lot of my clients, people I'm working with, are struggling, and I decided to partner with Faithful Counseling because I really believe in therapy. As a therapist, I know the importance of it. I have my own therapist. I've been a part of the platform, and it's been a really big piece of my business. Being able to talk about relationship stuff, family stuff, stuff from when I was a little kid, process all of that in a safe space. And Faithful Counseling is such a simple way for you to get that support. It's a faith-based counseling service that is all done through a simple app on your phone. You have access to your counselor every day to go and get support in the chat box. They have resources for you. There is also group therapy that's available. There are trainings that are available, and you get access to your counselor for therapy. So for all of you who know that you just need someone with an unbiased opinion to listen, to help you process what's been going on outside of business, Faithful Counseling is a really great option. And they have been so generous to give our listeners a special coupon code to get 10% off your first month. I also just want to say that already before that discount, Faithful Counseling is the equivalent of a copay. It is super affordable, a really great way for people to have access to therapy who maybe couldn't afford it before. People now have access to therapy virtually, right? Because we maybe can't get out of our houses. So I am just so excited to be in this partnership with Faithful Counseling and offer this 10% off your first month for all of our listeners. So if you're interested, go on over to faithfulcounseling.com/Kate Crocco. Again, faithfulcounseling.com/Kate Crocco, and you will get your first 10% off. And feel free to also pass that link to anyone that you know. Therapy is something that is needed for every single person. All right, let's get back to our episode. So again, how to say no is, number one, release the guilt. Number two, release the FOMO. Okay, now this is a hard one for people. This is actually a really, really hard one for me because I love collaborating. It's so much fun. And there are so many days where I'm like, I just wish I could clone myself. Like I actually like think about this. Like, is there a way that I can say yes to this that is not going to take up any extra of my time? Like, are there things that I could have my team, like how much could I have my team do? And then I realized, no, I can't say yes to this out of FOMO, right? I think that we all do this. We are fearful of missing out, right? Like, will this opportunity come up again? Like, how am I going to be missing out? If I said yes to this, maybe these doors would open. But we've got to drop that, okay? We can't live life from a place of FOMO because we're not really living then, right? Number three, practice in the little things, okay? Start being a no girl in the small things, okay? Do you want to order Chinese food tonight? No, I'm not really feeling that. Can we do pizza? Right? Simple as that. How can you start saying no to simple little things like that? Maybe a telemarketer calls. Hey, can I have 5 minutes of your time to blah, 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 blah? Actually, I can't talk right now, right? Hang up the phone. Start practicing in the small things. Number four, get quiet enough to find out and figure out what's aligned for you, okay? So I think often we don't even know what's in alignment. We don't even know what we want, right? So it's important that we get quiet to ask ourselves, do I want this? Do I not want this? Do I want to say yes? Do I not want to say yes? What do I want? Allow yourself to get quiet enough. And I know it's hard as a mom, right? There's not a lot of quiet time. But find a way to find a little quiet time. Put the kids in the car and go for a drive, and hopefully they fall asleep. Mine sometimes do. And then lastly, number five, I will get back to you, or let me get back to you, okay? In order to be a no girl, we don't always have to say no right away, right? And we definitely don't have to say yes right away. But what we can say is, let me get back to you. Let me think about that, okay? Because when we plant that seed, it sparks in the other person the idea of, that wasn't an automatic yes. So it's a potential no. Maybe I need to start looking and seeing if there's someone else that can fulfill this need, right? It also gives you that time and that space to think through it. Is this something that's aligned? Is this something I want to say yes or I want to say no to? So start using that phrase, let me get back to you. Okay, now lastly, I want you to remember these three things, okay? Number one, people understand, okay? I think that we forget and we think people are gonna be mad at us or disappointed in us or they're not gonna like us anymore. Guys, I can't tell you how many times I've said no to things and really pretty much thought, like, if I say no to this, this person probably won't talk to me again, right? Because they were like, some opportunities or things that had, you know, like maybe they were a little personal. Like, I just think of some examples in my business with like collaborations and my reasoning of saying no, because I always like to tell the truth, okay? Sometimes the truth is not always pretty, but I think it's always best to tell the truth. So sometimes I have to tell the truth and like, no, this is why I can't do this. And there have been times again where I have thought to myself, this person, I don't know if this person's going to be my friend anymore, but this is how I feel. And I'm going to stand firmly on that. And I can't tell you how many times that's happened. And after that situation, that person has become an even closer friend or has become a client after that situation. So remember, people understand. Number two, remember, if they don't understand, they're not your people. Okay? It's not worth your time. Just walk away. It's as simple as that, right? If you have to say no to something and someone doesn't understand, great. I'm so glad that this opportunity happened because I now get to see your true colors. Okay? Just walk away. Number three, remember, what's for you will always be for you, right? Whether you completely mess up the interview, whether you say no to this opportunity now because your life is really busy and hectic with little babies, if this opportunity or this thing is for you and you say no today and you have FOMO, if it's still for you 5 years from now, it will be there, okay? Saying no doesn't always mean no. It may just mean not now, okay? So you need to reframe that. No is not always a hard no. For most people, a no is a not now. All right, so I hope that this was encouraging today. I hope that you feel inspired and empowered to step into using the word no more often, becoming a no girl, stepping into that CEO version of yourself who only does what's in alignment, who thinks about what's best for herself, what's best for her dreams, what's best for her family, and can think outside the box of ways to make an even greater impact by saying no to certain people, okay? Now, let's just keep this between us. Don't tell my husband about this episode. Anyways, if you enjoyed it, please come on over onto iTunes or wherever you listen and leave us a review. Reviews help us get this podcast into the hands of more listeners who need it, okay? And again, I want this to impact thousands. So let's spread the word. Love you guys. I hope that you enjoyed this four-part series, and I will be back next week for a new series. Dun, dun, dun. Not telling you what it is. You'll have to come back to see. Hey friends, make sure you subscribe so you can receive the latest episode automatically downloaded wherever you are listening to this show. We also read every single review, so make sure you let us know what you thought about today's episode by leaving a review. Love ya!
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.